So you left the dear lake here?
Yes, in 1917, and we went to live in Kerrisdale. And I worked at the Carnegie Library in Kerrisdale, from Kerrisdale. And then I was married. My husband came back from the war. I wasn't even engaged to him then. He came back from the war, and we were married in 1922. And I went back to Burnaby again, and we lived up at in the Edmonds district. That's what it was called. And we lived in one house for 18 years up there, and then we moved to another one for 19 years, and so that's where we lived.
Where was the first house that you lived?
It was on Elwell Street, but no, it was called Richmond Street, and then I can't remember exactly when, it was turned into Elwell, and it's Elwell now.
And that was in 1922,
yes.
What was the Edmonds area like then? Were there many houses?
Well, yes, there were. It was the busy area of that part of Burnaby, and there were shops all along. Well, in the Edmonds area, and the municipal hall, of course, was there. So it was really quite a busy little shopping center there at that time.
Why did you decide to go back to Burnaby?
Just because I love Burnaby. I would like to have lived down at the lake again, but we hadn't a car, and the transportation was difficult for my husband, who was working out at Fraser Mills. So this is why we went to Edmonds, because it was a junction of so many of the buses. So it was easy for him to get to and fro, or easier, because the Burnaby Lake cars were only running every hour, and it would have been difficult for him.
So how did he get out to Fraser Mills?
Well, he used to walk to the cutoff, and at that time, the Central Park car used to come out from Vancouver, and then there was this, I can't tell you exactly where that was, but it was, I know where it was, but I can't tell you the street or anything. And then he used to go into New Westminster and get the Fraser Mills bus. The whole operation took about an hour and a half.
Gosh.
Yes, both ways.
He must have had a long day.
It was a long day. He used to leave about 8, and that time there was so much overtime. Sometimes he'd get home till 10 at night.
Right. What was he doing at the mill?
He used to clear the boats when they came in, the ships that used to come in and load. Well, I suppose you'd call them an invoice. He looked after all the an invoice clerk. And I know this is why he couldn't get away. We'd plan to go on a holiday, and then he'd be told that 2 boats were coming in. And so for many, many years, he never had a holiday at all.